हरे कृष्ण। वी डिस्कस द फर्स्ट 12 श्लोकास ऑफ द 13 चैप्टर। अर्जुन इन द बिगिनिंग ऑफ द चैप्टर आस्क्ड 6 क्वेश्चंस। ही वांटेड कृष्ण टू एलाबोरेट ऑन 6 टॉपिक्स, ज्ञानम, ज्ञेयम, प्रकृति, पुरुष, क्षेत्र, क्षेत्रज्ञ। कृष्ण डिस्क्राइब्ड क्षेत्र एंड क्षेत्रज्ञ। क्षेत्र इज द बॉडी, क्षेत्रज्ञ इज द नोयर ऑफ द बॉडी विच इज बोथ सोल एंड सुपर सोल। ज्ञानम मीन्स developing knowledge about the body, soul and super soul is jnanam, and that knowledge can be acquired by having 20 qualities. Krishna described those 20 qualities: amanitvam, adambhitvam, ahimsa, kshantir, arjavam, acharyopasanam, shaucham, sthairyam, atmavinigraha. These are all various qualities. So thus he answered 3 questions so far: kshetra, kshetragna and jnanam. Now jnayam he will answer in verses number 13 to 19, he will answer Gneyam. Gneyam is object of knowledge. Okay. We'll discuss 13th sloka. Gneyam yattat pravakshyami.
Gneyam yattat pravakshyami.
Yajnatvam ritamashnute.
Yajnatvam ritamashnute.
Anadimatparam brahma.
Anadimatparam brahma.
Nasattan nasaduchyate.
Nasattan nasaduchyate.
Gneyam yattat pravakshyami. Arjuna, Krishna is saying now, I will describe Gneyam. Jnanam is knowledge, Gneyam is object of knowledge. That which is knowable is called Gneyam. So, having taught Arjuna the process of attaining knowledge, Krishna will now describe what is to be known, Gneyam. The real objects of knowledge are simple. Again, soul and the super soul. Okay. The Jivatma and the Paramatma. Paramatma is an expansion of Krishna. Okay. So these are the real objects of knowledge. Now you see. Gneyam yattat pravakshyami yat gnatva amritam ashnute. By knowing this gneyam, by knowing the knowable, knowing the knowable, amritam ashnute, you will attain liberation. Amrita is liberation, immortality. Mrita is death. Amrita means deathlessness or immortality or liberation. Okay. Anadi matparam brahma na sattan na asaduchyate. So that, what is that knowable? Brahman. Brahman is spirit. The spirit soul, jiva, who is anadi, beginningless, matparam, subordinate to the Lord, and brahma. Brahma is the spirit soul, and sadasat na nasattan nasaduchyate, who is beyond the cause and effect of this material world. So that is Brahman, the spirit soul. So this could also slightly refer to the supreme Brahman also. The word Brahman could be the jiva, could be the supreme Lord also, depending on the context. Brahman word could refer to the atma. Sometimes it could be referring to Paramatma also. Here, the words that are saying, Mat Param Brahma. That Brahman means that soul, that spirit, which is Mat Param, which is dedicated to Krishna, is knowable. So knowable is what? Gneyam is object of knowledge. So that knowable is basically two things. The Jivatma and Paramatma, both are knowable. So now he is first describing the knowable, which is Atma. So Brahman Matparam, that spirit soul which is dedicated to me, is the object of your knowledge. Please understand your Atma. That's what Krishna says. Gneyam is that the object of knowledge is Atma. You should get self-realization. You should understand about the soul. Is it clear? It's very straightforward explanation. So ultimately that Brahman is beyond the cause and effect of this material world. So next sloka, 14th sloka. Now you see this. The description of Brahman mentioned in this verse is in relation to the individual soul, and when the word Brahman is applied to the living entity, it is to be understood that he is Vijnana Brahma as opposed to Ananda Brahma. Ananda Brahma is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Prabhupada introduces these two terminologies, Vijnana Brahma and Ananda Brahma, in the purport. So Prabhupada says this the Brahman referred to in this shloka is spirit soul, the knowable. So we are discussing the topic of Gneyam, or the object of knowledge, and the objects of knowledge are, one, the soul, two, the super soul. The soul is described now, and Krishna will describe in the next several shlokas the super soul, 14th shloka onwards. 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 5 shlokas describe various qualities of super soul, knowing that super soul is also Gneyam. He is also object of knowledge. Is it clear? The flow is clear? 14th shloka. Sarvataha pani padam tat.
Sarvataha pani padam tat.
Sarvatokshishiromukham.
Sarvatokshishiromukham.
Sarvataha shruti malloke.
Sarvataha shruti malloke.
Sarvam avrityatishthati.
Sarvam avrityatishthati.
Sarvataha pani padam tat. Means everywhere are his hands and legs. Super soul is everywhere. So with hands, what do? You work, you do so many activities. With your legs, you move from one place to another place, right? So, sarvataha panipadam means there is no place where Krishna cannot go. There is no work that Krishna cannot do. Is it clear? Sarvataha panipadam, that means he... Now, if I am sitting here, then I can work here only. Whether I am reading the book or lifting the book or lifting the table or typing on the laptop or whatever, my hands are here only. My hands can work in this small space only. But the super soul is everywhere. His hands are everywhere. He can accomplish any work. And his legs are everywhere. Means he can move anywhere. Okay. Sarvatokshi shiromukham. His eyes are everywhere. Akshi. Shira. His faces are everywhere. Shira is head. Shira is head. Then mukha is face. So his eyes, his face, his head is everywhere. Means he is all pervading basically. Sarvataha shrutimal loke, everywhere are his shrutis, ears. He can hear from anywhere. Now when I am speaking here, if you are sitting in front of me, you can hear the class. If you are 1 kilometer away on the other side of the property, you go to Goshala, there you cannot hear. So, but he can hear from there also. So everything that is being spoken by every person at any time can be heard by the Supreme Lord. Because as super soul, he is there everywhere. Sarvam avritya tishthati, because he is all pervading. Avritya means he has covered everything. He is there everywhere. Because he is there everywhere, his hands are everywhere, his legs are everywhere, his eyes are everywhere, his faces are everywhere. Everything is everywhere. Clear? Just that he is distributed everywhere, it does not mean that he has no localized personal existence. Some people will think like that also. Or some people will think that he is not a person. How can a person be everywhere? If he is all pervading, he is not a person. No, he is a person. With hands, with legs and everything. He can create his replicas everywhere. He can expand by the influence of his energy everywhere. Now I am sitting here and speaking. Somebody recorded my voice. And then that voice is being played at a different place. So that voice is mine only. If you are hearing from that recording, you say that so and so person has spoken this. Prabhupada has given this example. Okay. So it's a person speaking, but actually the person is not speaking. Person is doing something else at some other place. His energy is doing the needful there. His recording is doing the needful there. You hear recordings, right? So similarly, the Lord may be situated at one place in his abode, eternal abode, and doing so many leelas. But his energies are everywhere. His partial expansions are everywhere. As Bhagavan, he may be situated in the spiritual world. But as Paramatma, his expansion, he expands himself into every single living entity's heart. There is Paramatma in your heart, there is Paramatma in my heart. There is Paramatma in your heart also. Means three lords are there? No, only one lord. Okay, his replicas are there everywhere. So his hands are everywhere, his legs are everywhere. He is a person, wherever he is. So just because he is expanded and he is pervading everywhere, that does not mean he has no personal existence. He is not a person. One cannot conclude like that. So, internet is everywhere. Internet is not a person. Internet is being operated by a person. So, but the Lord, when he expands everywhere, he can manifest from anywhere. Okay. So, because he is everywhere, and Hiranyakashipu challenged Prahlad, So if he's everywhere, show me in this pillar. Yeah, why not? He's there in pillar. And Hiranyakashipu, just with his fist, he just punched that pillar, and the pillar broke apart, and the Narasimhadeva manifested from there. He's everywhere. He's omnipotent, he's omnipresent, he's omniscient, he's all knowledgeable. So these are various qualities of the Lord. Next, 15th shloka. Sarvendriya gunabhasam.
Sarvendriya gunabhasam.
Sarvendriya vivarjitam.
Sarvendriya vivarjitam.
Asaktam sarvabhrucheiva.
Asaktam sarvabhrucheiva.
Nirgunam gunabhuktrucha.
Nirgunam gunabhuktrucha.
Sarvendriya gunabhasam. Sarva means all. Indriya means senses. Gunabhasam. So gunabhasam means he is the source of all senses. He is Hrishikesha. He is the master of senses. He is the controller of senses. He is the source of all senses. Sarvendriya vivarjitam. And is devoid of all senses. So now some people may interpret this line as he has no senses. He is not a person. In the previous shloka only Sarvataha Panipadam Tuti is there. His hands are everywhere. His legs are everywhere. If a person has two legs and two hands, and they are at one place, you are considering him person. If a person has legs and hands and faces and eyes everywhere, is he not a person? He is of course a person. He is a supreme person. He is the greatest person. He is the source of all persons. So, but what is this line? Sarvendriya vivarjitam. He is devoid of senses. That means he is devoid of material senses. You and me have material senses. We have material eyes. We have material hands. We have material head. If somebody takes a hammer and puts on our head will break. Okay? If somebody takes some nails and then pierces our eyes are gone. But the Lord's eyes are spiritual. Okay? Lord's hands and heads and legs and hands, everything is spiritual. So when we say that Sarvendriya Vivarjitam, he does not have material senses like you and me. He has spiritual senses by which he can be everywhere. With material senses, we can be at one place only. But the Lord has spiritual senses, that's why he can be everywhere. Spiritual senses are all pervading. Asaktam sarvabhrucheiva. Asakta means he is unattached. Sarvabhrucheiva, he is the maintainer of all. Sarvabhrut, bhuta bhrunnacha bhutastho. We see, right? So he is the maintainer of everything, maintainer of everyone. So he is unattached and he is the maintainer. When you maintain something, you could become attached. You have created this building and you are maintaining this building. There is some attachment to this building, is it not? But the Lord is maintaining so many buildings. There are 14 planetary systems within this universe. Like this, there are hundreds and thousands and millions of universes. He is maintaining all of them. He is Srishtikarta. He is Sthitikarta, he is Layakarta also. He is creating, he is maintaining and he is destroying. So if he has attachment to what he is maintaining, how can he destroy? You are maintaining this building and if somebody asks you to destroy that building, you will feel unhappy. No, no, I cannot destroy. It is my creation. I am maintaining this. How can I destroy? But the Lord is detached. He can create, he can maintain and he can destroy also. So he is asaktam. Nirgunam guna bhoktrucha. Nirgunam, he is devoid of material modes. Or nirgunam, nihi, nischayena, means he is definitely the master of modes. Guna bhoktrucha. So he is transcendental to modes. Okay. So nirgunam is he is transcendental to them. Guna bhoktrucha, he is master of modes. Although he is master of modes, he is beyond the modes. Fine. So these are some more qualities. Next shloka is 16th shloka. So Lord is not contaminated by material modes. He is not affected by material modes. We are affected by sattva guna, rajo guna, tamo guna. 16th shloka. Bahirantascha bhutanam.
Bahirantascha bhutanam.
Acharam charame vacha.
Acharam charame vacha.
Sukshmata sukshatmat. Avigneyam Durastham Chantike Chatat
Durastham Chantike Chatat
Bahir Antascha Bhutanam. Bahir means outside, Antaha means inside. Bahirantascha Bhutanam. He is inside and outside of all moving and non-moving entities. He is inside and he is outside of all chara and achara, moving and non-moving entities. And he moves and he does not move also. Charam cha acharam evacha, or acharam charam evacha. He is immovable and he is movable also. So all contradictions are reconciled in the personality of God if we accept his inconceivable potency. How can he be movable and how can he be immovable also simultaneously? He is inconceivable. He cannot completely understand. He can move, he need not move also. It's up to him. So we discussed all this earlier also. Sukshmatva tad avigneyam. He is subtle. Sukshma means subtle. And tad avigneyam, he is not knowable by material senses. Avigna means you cannot understand him. Krishna himself said, nati vidhusaraganaha prabhavam na maharshayaha. Avigneya means we cannot understand him by material senses. Durastham cha antikecha tat. So he is far, far away and he is also so near to you. He is far away. This Goloka planet is somewhere else. You are stuck in this material world. But he is so near to you. He is staying right in your heart. He is there also, he is here also. You see? So that's how the Lord can simultaneously be everywhere and within your heart also, and he is so far from you also. Avibhaktam cha bhuteshu.
Avibhaktam cha bhuteshu.
Vibhaktam iva cha sthitam.
Vibhaktam iva cha sthitam.
Bhuta bhartrucha tadgneyam.
Bhuta bhartrucha tadgneyam.
Grashishnu prabhavishnu cha.
Grashishnu prabhavishnu cha.
Bhuta bhartrucha tadgneyam. Okay. He is never divided, although he appears to be divided amongst all beings. He is one. Now you see, avibhaktam cha bhuteshu. Avibhakta. Avibhakta means one who can be divided. Now he is there in your heart. He is there in your heart. He is there in your heart. He is there in my heart. Means the Lord is divided. You take one cake, you cut into so many pieces and then give one piece to everybody. Everybody is eating cake. You say like that. The original cake is gone. So when you distribute one piece of cake to everybody, means the original cake is losing its existence. Everybody has cake now. There is no cake here. But the Lord stays as one complete unit, and from his complete personality, so many complete personalities will emanate and accompany each of us. So he is divided amongst all of us, but he is not divided at all. He is available for all of us, but he himself can separately exist doing all his leelas. Okay, he is never divided, although he appears to be divided amongst all of us. He is situated as one. So super soul is everywhere, means he appears to be divided, but he is not. Then bhota bhartrucha tadgneyam grashishnu prabhavishnucha. He is the maintainer of all beings and also their destroyer also, in the form of kala shakti. We discussed in the previous chapter, right? Kalosmi loka kshayat krit pravruddho lokan samahartum yah pravruttaha. He is the time factor that destroys everything. Last shloka in this series. Jyotisham api tat jyotihim.
Jyotisham api tat jyotihim.
Tamasah paramuchyate.
Tamasah paramuchyate.
Gnanam gneyam gnanagamyam.
Gnanam gneyam gnanagamyam.
Hridi sarvasya vishthitam. Jyotisham api tad jyotihi. He is the source of all luminaries. There are so many jyotishas. He is the jyoti of all of them. Tamasah paramuchyate. He is beyond the darkness of matter. Gnanam gneyam. Gnanam means his knowledge. Gneyam means he is the object of knowledge. Gnana gamyam, he is the goal of knowledge. By developing all knowledge, you are supposed to know him only. Okay, what is that sound? Okay, no problem. So, you see, sarvasya chaham hridisanyavishto mattah smritir jnanam apohanam cha vedaischa sarvair ahameva vedyo vedanta krit vedavideva chaham. He is the compiler of Vedanta, he is the knower of Vedanta. By studying all Vedas, he is to be known. Something similar is mentioned here also. Jnanam, gneyam. He is knowledge. He is the object of knowledge. And Jnanagamyam, he is the goal of all knowledge. By developing all knowledge, you are supposed to attain him. Your knowledge is Krishna. Your object of knowledge is Krishna. Your aim or goal of knowledge is Krishna. Hridi sarvasya vishthitam, he is situated in the heart of everybody. That is the super soul who is an expansion of Krishna. Is it clear? So these five shlokas describe the qualities of the super soul. So we are discussing the topic of Jnayam, the object of knowledge. So the objects of knowledge are twofold. One, Jivatma, two, Paramatma. We discussed about Atma and we are discussing about Paramatma. So that is completed. 19th shloka. Iti kshetram tatha jnanam,
iti kshetram tatha jnanam,
jnayam choktam samasataha,
jnayam choktam samasataha,
madbhakta eva vijnaya,
madbhakta eva vijnaya,
madbhavayo apapadyate,
madbhavayo apapadyate.
So thus the field of activity is the body. Knowledge and the knowable have been summarily described by me. Only my devotees can understand this thoroughly and thus attain my nature. So Krishna very clearly says, iti kshetram tatha jnanam. He explained about kshetra, he explained about jnanam, jnayam choktam samasataha, he also spoke about jnayam, madbhakta etad vignaya. Only devotees can understand this knowledge. So far he completed four topics, kshetra, kshetrajna, jnana, jnaya. Okay. So madbhava yopapadyate, if you understand them in truth, you can even attain Krishna also. So knowledge is nothing but the preliminary stage of understanding devotional service perfectly. Basically, by developing the knowledge about all these aspects, you are supposed to be serving Krishna. Ultimately come to the stage of performing loving devotional service to Krishna. Okay. Just acquiring knowledge is not sufficient. So we completed up to 19th shloka. We'll begin 20th shloka from the next session. Thank you all very much. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.